Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Piotr Kshan, who is here with the film Klezmer in the Venice Day section, and I thank very much Marina Fabri for the translation. So the first question is, would you like to introduce our listeners to the story of the film?
Film przedstawia grupę młodych ludzi, rozgrywa się w czasie wojny, przedstawia...
The story of the film is a story about a young group of young people during the Second World War, and they face a moral dilemma in front of a wounded young Jew. They found him in the forest, so, and they have to deal with the Jew. And at the time in Poland, under Nazi occupation, there were some laws which regulates the relation between Poles and Jews. And you could sell them for some amount of money, sell to the Germans, or you could help. And this is the dilemma they are facing with. And the film shows this difficult situation, which side to choose.
Well, it's a very powerful story and a very delicate historical moment to be talking about in a film. So I was wondering whether you had any personal reasons for picking it and for choosing the topic.
Ja się urodziłem oczywiście wiele, wiele lat po wojnie.
Well, I was born many years after the ending of the war, so there is no direct connection with my private life. But since I was raised up in a village, in a countryside in Poland, I was told as a child about a story which happened in a camp, in a field close to mine, to my house. And this story was the story of a Jew which has been shot and buried in this field. So since I was told about this story that touched me and touched my imagination as a child. So I think I was recovering this, remembering about this old story when I started many years later to deal with such a theme, which was the center of my researches and also work as a filmmaker before this film. I think this could be understood as, in fact, biographical connection, as a source of the idea to deal with this theme. But I wanted to show more, of course.
Well, let's get to the technical side of the film. And one of the things that I really loved was the contrast between the theatrical nature of the film, and that is very much driven by character conversation, but also the fact that all of it takes place outdoors. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about this contrast between very dialogue-centered, a very dialogue-centered scene and shooting it the whole thing outdoors.
Napisałem kilka sztuk teatralnych, jak gdyby od lat.
Yes, dialogues are very important for me since in my career I wrote some plays for theater and I was working for theater. So for me the construction of characters is very important and it's the core of the film, of course, are dialogues. And through the dialogues I wanted this confrontation between the different characters and the group of young people and the Jew and the situation could come out in the most sincere and true way. I mean, there was a difficult combination, but for me very interesting combination between fiction, construction of dialogue as a theater, as a play, from one side the fiction, from the other side the complete sincerity, complete truth of the situation and of the dialogues itself, themselves, because I operated a little bit with the language. The people, they talk in a dialect, which is not a strict dialect, which could be completely ununderstandable even for the Polish audience, but it's a mixture between a kind of accent from exotic accent from the countryside, from that place, which gives also a melody, a kind of music, always made in the purpose to get the truth of situation, the truth of the single characters, the color of the situation, the color of their relationships, and the attitude towards the situation. From one side, where the dialogue, from the other side is the forest. The forest plays a role very important in Polish culture. Is always a symbol of it's a kind of a symbol coming from fairy tales, which I was told as a child, as everybody in the world, as a place full of risk, of danger, of fear, but in the same times full of calm, full of light, full of relaxing relaxation. So this double meaning and double emotion, which is also given by the difference of light during the day and during the night, it was the perfect set for me for this kind of story.
Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this interview, but I do want to ask you one last question. I believe this is your first feature film, and I just wanted to ask you what the experience was like and what were the challenges you encountered during the production were, but also what are the themes that you really would like to pursue with future projects?
Wyzwaniem to było tak dużym, że pewnie jakbym się nad nim zastanawiał, to bym go nie podjął.
Well, the challenge to make this film was so big that if I would have the time to reflect upon it, I would never do it. Because I went in really like a big, the biggest challenge of my life. The truth is that in the beginning I was thinking about other kind of project. While I was discussing with my producer about another project, we were thinking about a realization, I was telling to my producer the idea of klezmer, but I didn't feel myself ready to confront myself to this big theme, and I thought the challenge would be so too bigger for me. So, but the producer convinced me that the best way is to do what we feel we want to do, no matter if how big is the challenge. So I follow this, and I follow my instinct, and I follow my desire, my wish, and I took the risk to face this big, big challenge. And I don't know if I accomplished the mission, but for me, to do this film, it was already a mission accomplished. As for the other project in the future, of course it depends from the finance source I can collect, so it's difficult for me. I have many different kind of project, smaller project, bigger projects, but it's difficult now to say which one I will choose, because mostly depends from financial sources I will find.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.